Our longtime good friend David Nail is joining us. David Nail, Red Light, and whatever. She's got a couple number one smashes. He's playing a show. If you're at SeaWorld on Saturday, you can see David Nail. He's joining us on 103.7 KSON.
Hello, this is David Nail.
Hi, man, David Nail.
This is so great.
What's going on?
David and Tam and I first met. I'm going to take you way back in time, dude. You were playing a backyard morning show that we did. Oh, no, it was a backyard barbecue in the middle of the afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin. It must have been 140 degrees. You were there. James Otto, and I forgot who the other guy was, man. And that's where we first start in our relationship, David Nail. We've missed you, pal.
Well, thank you. I've missed y'all, too. I missed coming out to San Diego. It was the first time I've probably been out that way in a couple of years, so at least 2 or 3 years. So we're excited to be out there. I'm going to fly in a little bit early and hoping without, you know, any delays, I might be able to watch a baseball game.
Oh, man.
We've got a pretty good team here, pal. David's coming to town for the Electric Ocean Concert Series at SeaWorld. If you're at SeaWorld, David's putting on a show for you at SeaWorld tomorrow.
It's 100 degrees here today in Nashville, so hopefully it's nice and we can actually enjoy a baseball game without sweating through our clothes.
So David Nail has a brand new song out today. We're so excited to say that. Sunset Carousel. What is it that you love the most about this song, David?
Well, I just think more than anything, it just makes you feel good. It's good on the ears. I feel like that, you know, it makes you want, it makes you kind of crave the water in one shape or form. You know, like if it's whether it's a lake or the ocean or a pool, it just makes you want to grab a cold drink, put your lighter up in the air if you're at a concert. It just feels good. And it's been a while since I've had a song like this, so it's been really exciting.
Nice. David Nail, you've been sharing a lot of your life on social media, and we appreciate that. And I also, you know, you share so much with your kids, too. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just share one thing that you wrote that I think is so sweet and every parent can relate to. When you posted a picture of your littlest girl with her twin baby dolls, and you said, "I had a most of the day, and it always begins with me having a near panic attack and ends with me being so beyond words grateful for each one of them." I think you just hit the nail on the head for any parent on what that's like when you got a house full of them, you know?
Yeah, it's, you know, my wife went out of town, and I did have a little bit of help, but, you know, I feel like the mornings are always a little stressful just because it's, you know, you got to get them ready for school, and then the little one's into everything. She's drawing on furniture, and it's just a little hectic. So I was just trying to, you know, you're just trying to get to bedtime. It's just a matter of let's just get to bedtime. You know, if I can just get to bedtime and then I can have a nice glass of wine and go to bed myself. But it is, you know, having a little one is definitely makes it a little hectic. The twins are old enough now I can kind of somewhat control them, but the baby is into everything now. She's almost two. So, it was one of those days where I was just, I mean, dead serious, just like completely overwhelmed. But we made it through, and that was like one of those moments where she was just carrying around those twin babies where I was like, you know what, I think I'm going to keep them.
It's so relatable, though. What parent hasn't been completely overwhelmed to the fact that, oh, my God, I just said something or blurted something or made some kind of body noise. I don't even know what that is. Who is this stranger? I remember when my first daughter was born and we brought her back from the hospital, I had a panic attack. Like, oh, my God, now what do I do now? Mm-hmm. I have to go get a second job. I'm in charge. I can't raise a kook. There's a lot of stress and things going on. So totally relatable. You just spoke for every parent out there, bro. David Nail is our guest, and David Nail is going to be at SeaWorld tomorrow, part of the Electric Ocean Concert Series. You can find out more at SeaWorld.com. And if you're there, it's a free show for you. If you're not, now you've got plans, because David Nail is a great, great singer, and you're going to be able to see him live at SeaWorld. Dude, we're stoked that you're back in San Diego. I wish you can stay for a longer time and hang out with Tam and I on Monday morning. Or can you?
I don't believe I can. I actually have a really, really big time riding appointment on Monday, so I'm flying back super early Sunday so I can get rested up and ready for a busy week of riding, but Monday's going to be a big, big, big important day. Hopefully it's the next single.
All right.
That would be great.
Good luck.
And David, you're welcome anytime to, we give John what we call the Padres minute, because if we let him talk baseball too much, he just goes on for forever. But if you ever want to be a guest on his Padres minute, we'd love to have you for that too, because we know what a fan of baseball you are too.
I do love it, and any time, man. I appreciate it.
David, have you ever thrown the first pitch out of the game?
I have. I've thrown two or three out in the minor leagues and two or three out in the big leagues, but it's a huge fear. You know, I almost as many times as I've thrown a baseball, when you get in front of all those people, I've thrown a couple to the backstop, not trying to.
Right, yeah. Did you throw it from the bump, or did they have that little area in front of the pitcher's mound to do it?
In St. Louis, I did it twice, and I've thrown it from the mound.
That boy. That's what I was hoping you were going to say, David Neal.
Well, I tried my best.
Tam and I both threw out first pitches at Padres games. Thankfully for us, it was before they were good, so there were like 10 people there, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
We didn't do bad, though. We got it across the plate.
Hey, David Neal, man, listen, we're a big fan of yours, and a fan of the man and then the music, and that's not supposed to be an insult. That's supposed to be a compliment. So thank you for who you are and what you do. And again, David Neal performing all of his hits, including his number ones, tomorrow at SeaWorld.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.